seated. Take your Bible, if you will, this morning to the book of the Revelation, the last book in the Bible, and the first chapter. I want to speak to you this morning on the subject of when the world sees Jesus. When the world sees Jesus. The Bible describes that event in one verse, when that event is going to come again in the next instance. And in Revelation chapter 1, if you will, in verse 7, the Bible says, "Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. And they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him, even so, amen." The Bible is very clear that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back to this earth. He's coming back. We have a chorus, "He's coming back again, he's coming back again. He went away, but not to stay. He's coming back again." And I believe that. I believe it with all my heart. And I believe the rapture of the church is very, very soon. I believe it could happen at any moment. Now, this what's recorded here is not the rapture, okay? It's really the second stage of the second coming. The first stage is when he comes in the clouds. And it's described for us in the book of Thessalonians, where the Bible says the trump of God shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise, all right, first. And then all that are alive and remain, that are saved, will be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now that is the event I'm looking forward to. That is the event I'm praying. Even so come, Lord Jesus. I would love to go out of here, as old brother Johnny Flanagan said, "I ain't going to ride no hearse," all right? And I'm looking to go out of here, not on a hearse, but on the cloud with the Lord Jesus. But that's not what we're talking about here in verse 7. What's talking about here is when the Lord comes back to this earth. When he returns, and the Bible says, every eye shall see him. What an event, all right? Would you just think about that just for a little bit? You ever wondered what your reaction is going to be when you see him for the first time? You know, have you ever wondered what will your reaction be when you do that? In Job chapter 19, Job himself said that he was going to see the Lord in his flesh. He said, "I'll see him," all right? "In my flesh," the Bible said, "I'll see the Lord," all right? Hey, it wasn't going to be in a dream. It was going to be real. Years ago, Oral Roberts talked about having a dream and said he saw a 900-foot tall Jesus. My mom one time told me about hearing a fellow on the radio that claimed he saw Jesus in a dream, and in that dream, Jesus took out his heart and gave it to him. I'll be honest with you, I don't care what you're dreaming. Your dream doesn't affect me a bit. And sometimes people dream a dream and they think it has to do with the Lord, and they come to you and say, "Preacher, what does that mean?" So I ain't got no idea. And don't really care. Because your dream is not what's important. I dreamed last night. Had nothing to do with the Lord. It was stupid stuff. Kept me from sleeping good and aggravating. But I don't care what your dream is, and I don't care if you think you saw the Lord in a dream. Hey, it's not what you saw in a dream. What I'm interested in is what it's going to be like to see him in person.
Amen.
In person, to see him personally, all right? Well, the world's going to see him on that day. The world's going to see. The Bible said every eye will see him. Now, when John wrote those words in Revelation chapter 1, there was not the technology that there is today.
Amen.
The truth of the matter is you could have read those words maybe in 200 A.D., and thought, how in the world is that going to be possible?
Right.
But today, man, we can instantly see it anywhere in the world. You can see it. You can see it on the computer through the internet. You can see it on broadcast television.
Right.
I mean, what's taking place in another area of the world, we can watch it live right here.
Yes, sir.
So today we have that technology, the ability to do it. He is going to be seen by everyone. You said, what's it going to be? I think, first of all, it's going to be a matter of recognition. Recognition. And you see, on this earth, folks did not always recognize the Lord when they saw him. They didn't realize who he was. There's even the account of the disciples themselves after Jesus had risen from the dead. They walked along down the road with him and talked to him and didn't recognize him. Now, after he departed from them, they realized who it was, and they said, "Did not our hearts burn within us as he spoke to us?" Those disciples on that road to Emmaus. Hey, there's a problem. People didn't recognize him. But I'll say this, on that day, there's going to be recognition. John the Baptist knew who he was when he saw him that day. He was baptizing there on the River Jordan, and he looked up and he saw Jesus Christ, and he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." He recognized him, and he knew who he was, all right? And then he identified him and who he was to everybody else that was around. Take your Bible, if you will, to Mark chapter 3. Mark chapter 3, if you would. Won't you just look at one verse here with me in Mark chapter 3, verse 11. Not only did John the Baptist recognize the Lord when he was here on the earth, but you read there in Mark chapter 3, look at verse 11. "And unclean spirits, when they saw him, fell down before him and cried, saying, Thou art the Son of God." Amen. Hey, even the unclean spirits recognized him when he was here on that day. They recognized him. They knew him. Well, I want to say this to you. There's going to be recognition by the world. There'll be no mistaking who he is. Amen. There will be no mistaking. I mean, you say, how can you say that, preacher? Because there's nobody else like him. There has nobody else ever been like the Lord Jesus Christ. And in that day, when he comes back in the clouds, the Bible says every eye will see him and they'll recognize him. I believe they're going to know who it is. Where I'm sure that there will be a broadcast and there will be some news commentator like old Tom Brokejaw, you know, and one of those guys. And they'll be there announcing, you know, we're not real sure who it is. But I guarantee you, the world's going to know who it is.
Amen.
That's the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're not going to need them to tell us who he is. Not going to be necessary. On that day, there'll be recognition. But not only will there be recognition when the world sees him, but when the world sees Jesus, there's going to be a realization.
Amen.
There's going to be a realization unlike anything's ever been. So some folks are going to realize some things that they had wondered about,
right.
Some of the things that they had worried over, and in a lot of cases they had thought them to be worthless, but they're going to realize that day those things were real. There's going to be a realization. Folks are going to be amazed. Go back to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. There's going to be some amazement on that day. And that will be the realization of amazement, all right? Verse 48 of Luke chapter 2, the Bible says, "And when they saw him, they were amazed."
That's right. Yeah.
They were amazed. Say, when they saw him. See, this was the incident from the life of Christ when he was 12 years old.
Right.
And his family had lost him.
Mm-hmm.
They had been down to Jerusalem for the feast day. They had started home. And they got a day away and began looking around in the group and realized, hey, one of our young'uns is not here, all right? And they had to go back looking for him. And when they found him, they found him there in the temple.
Amen.
The Bible said, sitting in the midst of the doctors, and he's hearing them and asking them questions and probably answering some questions too, all right?
Amen.
But it says, and when they saw him, they were amazed. They were amazed. Hey, I guarantee you, when the world sees him, they're going to be amazed. His earthly parents were amazed even when he was just a child. Think of the amazement there'll be of seeing him grown and in all his glory.
Amen.
In all his glory, to see him that way. Some people are going to be amazed that he's real. You know, there's a crowd in the world today that denies that. They deny the reality of the Lord Jesus Christ. My wife yesterday witnessed to two girls, two young teenage girls out in our front yard. As a matter of fact, she was witnessing to them when I left to come up here for men's prayer meeting. And I was looking for her in the house to tell her goodbye. And I'd called her name and I went around, couldn't find her. And I thought, and you know, she didn't answer. I thought, well, I hope she hadn't passed out, you know. I looked through the house, looked on the floor. She wasn't anywhere. And then I happened to look out the front door, and she's out in the front yard talking to these two girls. Amen. When I got back, she said, yeah, I was witnessing to them. She said those two girls, one of them said, one of them said, well, her parents taught her, you know, to believe in science and that kind of stuff. Another one professed to go to church, but both of them said, when we die, we think we're just going to return to energy. Energy. Oh, what a sad thing.
Amen.
She wasn't able to witness to them as long as she'd like to because their mom got in touch with them and told them to come, and so she really couldn't talk to them that much. But what a sad thing. There's a lot of people today going to wake up on that day when they see him. They're going to realize that one they thought was not real, he's real. He is real. A man, the atheists, the agnostics of this world, the unbelieving scholars that have tried their best to explain him away are going to be amazed when they realize, hey, we were wrong. We were wrong. Hey, those old country preachers, those old hillbilly preachers didn't use proper English, but they were right about him. They were right about him. He's real. Hey, they're going to be amazed that he was real. Some are going to be amazed that he's going to bring judgment on this world. Hey, when he comes back here, he's coming to judge the world. He's coming for judgment, all right? Coming back for judgment. They're going to be amazed. Because they're in that group today that believes, well, God's a God of love. And God is love, and he wouldn't judge anybody. And we're not to be judgmental. But can I tell you something? When the Lord came the first time, he did come, as John the Baptist said, he came as the Lamb of God.
Amen.
But you mark her down, when he comes second time, he's coming as the Lion of the tribe of Judah.
Amen.
It's going to be different that day. It's going to be different when he comes back. He's coming back not to express his love. Hey, God's already expressed his love to this world. He sent his son, the absolute picture of love that loved this world. He is the personification of the love of God for you and I. And that was proven for us on the cross of Calvary. He died to take our place, and he died in our place, and he gave us this book to tell us how much he loves us. And if you don't take the truth of that book, you're going to find out he's coming back to judge the world. They're going to be amazed. They're going to be amazed. Not only will they be amazed, but I think they're all going to be in awe of him. All of him. Just to think, here he is, God. In his glory, in all of his power, not the babe in the manger, but the one who's got all power.
Amen.
Amen. He can suspend the laws of the universe.
Right.
All power. He's the one that's coming back. Hey, there's going to be worship in that day. Matthew 28, verse 17 says, and when they saw him, they worshiped him.
Amen.
But some doubted. That was in the day the Lord was here on this earth as a human. When he comes back and he is God incarnate, they're going to worship him too, but there ain't going to be nobody doubting who he is. They're not going to doubt. There's going to be worship. Oh, there's going to be wonder too. Look in Philippians, would you? Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2 with me in your Bible. Verses, I'll be honest with you, in our Christian school, we memorized these verses years ago. And verse 9 says this, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hey, I tell you, there's going to be worship, there's going to be wonder. The Bible says every knee. Every knee shall bow.
Amen.
Hey, that arrogant, bombastic soul says, denies there's a God, and says, really, there's no God for me.
Right.
Mark it down on that day. He'll be on his knee.
Amen.
He'll be on his knee. But it'll go past that. The Bible says not only will everyone be on their knee, but every tongue. Every tongue's going to confess that he is Lord. He's Lord. Every tongue. The crowd today that denies the deity of Jesus Christ, they're going to be believers that day. They'll not be denying it. They'll realize and they'll call upon him. They'll confess that he is Lord. The Jehovah's false witnesses will confess he's Lord on that day. They don't believe that now. If you ever run across one of them, you take them to Philippians chapter 2, and they don't believe that. They don't believe he's Lord. They don't believe it. They deny it. They've got things twisted, and that's why they had to make a different translation of the Bible to fit their false doctrine. But you mark her down. On that day, there's going to be amazement. There's going to be awe. There's going to be worship. There's going to be wonder. I'll tell you something else there's going to be on that day. Take your Bible. If you still got it open in Revelation chapter 1, that's good. Hang on to it. But I want you to go to Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. There's going to be something on that day when the world sees Jesus that's not true today. Matthew chapter 5, Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. Would you look there at verse 22? Mark chapter 5, verse 22. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet. He fell at his feet. If you got your Bible open still there in Revelation 1, verse 17, here's the testimony of John. And he said, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. Why? It's called respect.
Amen. Yes, sir.
It's called respect. People today talk about the things they're going to do when they see Jesus. I'm going to tell you, I think this is what we're all going to do when we see Jesus. I believe we're going to fall at his feet. I mean, we're going to do like John did. We're going to do like Jairus did. When we see him, it's not going to be, woo, it's going to be, bam, hit your face. Why? Because he's God. Respect for him. There's going to be respect. The Bible tells us these people fell at his feet when they saw him. The flippant crowd today that makes light of the Lord Jesus Christ will be changed on that day. There's not going to be anybody making some wise remarks. Those smart, snide remarks that people like to make. Some people have even done it in church services. Mocking, flippantly referring to our Lord. Hey, in that day, there's not going to be any of that. In today's day, we've got people that have no respect at all for our Savior. None whatsoever. No respect for the Lord Jesus Christ. You mark it down. That day, they're going to hit their face.
Amen.
They're going to be on their face. There's going to be respect. But you stay with me this morning. The sad thing is there's going to be so much regret. So much regret. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? When the world sees the Lord Jesus Christ, recognizes that's him. Hey, those crazy preachers, those crazy Christians, those maniacs, those fundamentalists, they were right.
Yes, sir.
He is real.
Amen.
He is real. They're going to realize it. They're going to stand in awe of him. They're going to fall at his feet in respect. But you tell you something else. The regret that's going to be there is going to be overwhelming. I think even of people are going to regret the words they've said. The words they've said. You know, there's filthy jokes told today about Jesus Christ. filthy things. Old John Lennon, back yonder, I remember him old enough, some of you were before you hit this earth. John Lennon called him a wicked name. I couldn't even repeat in the pulpit. I'll tell you something, John Lennon's going to regret those words.
Right,
it's going to be like Peter. I think Peter regretted when he said, I'll lay my life down for thy sake. He regretted denying that he even knew the Lord.
Right.
Hey, wait a minute. What about the world? They're going to regret some things they've said.
Yes, right.
There are going to be some words they're going to say, I wish I could take those words back. I wish I could reel them back in.
Right.
Can't do that. There's going to be some who's going to regret the deeds they've done.
Yep.
I just be honest. Don't you think people are going to regret things? Maybe they've taken spray paint, paint cans, and sprayed graffiti on the walls of church buildings.
Right.
Do you think people regret that kind of stuff? I think about the many times we've had our buses vandalized. I believe there's going to come a day people are going to regret that kind of stuff.
Right.
They're going to look and they're going to say, I wish I'd have never done that.
Yeah.
Man, and I can't help but believe when folks see him and that realization he is real, I believe instantaneously they're going to remember some things they've said. They're going to remember the words they've said. They're going to remember the deeds they did. And they're going to think, man, I wish I'd have known he was real. I'd have never done that. Going to be regret. It's going to be regret. There's going to be regret for things done, then there's going to be regret for things they didn't do.
Right.
The main thing they're going to regret they didn't do is they didn't trust him as their Savior.
Amen.
They never came to that point of repentance. They were willing to repent of their sin and acknowledge the fact I'm a sinner and I deserve to spend an eternity in hell. They're going to regret never trusting Jesus Christ as their Savior. Now that's when the world sees him. Now listen to me, and I'm going to be done this morning. I believe this morning I'm speaking to people that huge majority profess to be saved, profess to know him. I believe when he comes back right here, in Revelation 1, verse 7, I don't believe we're going to be on the earth looking up. Because I believe we're going to be gone.
Amen. Yes, sir.
We're going to be with him.
Amen.
Going to be with him. But wait a minute. Wait a minute. We still have to meet him face to face.
Amen. Come on.
That day's coming for us.
That's
right. I want to ask you, what are you going to regret that you did? What are you going to regret? The things you did. Are there going to be words that you're going to say, boy, I wish I hadn't said that.
Right.
Man. Are there going to be deeds you're going to regret and say, I wish I had not done that. But even more so, what are you going to regret that you didn't do?
Right.
What are you going to regret that you did not do for him? How about witnessing? You're going to regret that you didn't tell other people about him. See, I believe God's people are going to stand that. And we meet the Lord. I believe we're going to regret. I wish I'd have did more for you telling others about Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I wish I'd have done more. Wish I'd have done more. The least attended activity of First Baptist Church, Haltom City, is not Sunday night. It is not Wednesday night.
Nope.
It's Tuesday night, soul winning.
Amen.
The least attended thing. People don't come that could come.
Right.
Let me say this to you. I believe we stand before God.
Sure.
I believe that excuse that we feel like works so well today, I believe it's not going to sound good then. It's not going to sound good when you're standing before him. I don't believe in that. Lord, you just got to understand that that's not going to sound good. not going to sound good when you stand before him with that excuse. Well, you know, I was just pretty out, you know, I'm a pretty shy individual. All of that may be true, but it's not going to sound good when you're looking at the one that gave his life for you. You're looking at the one who hung on the cross as they that watched him reviled him, cursed him, mocked him, and you could say, well, I'm shy. How's that going to sound? That's not going to sound too good. Well, I just never felt like I could answer every question. I was afraid somebody asked me a question. I couldn't. How's that going to sound? When you look at the one they spat upon, you look at the one that took those lashes for you. The Bible said he's wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. How's it going to sound when you stand there and try to give that excuse? Yeah. Hey, I'm telling you, I believe we're going to regret not witnessing for him. Yeah. We're going to regret not reaching in our pocket and carrying some tracts with us. Amen. And handing them out to people. Right. We're going to regret that. Tell you something else, I believe we're going to regret not using our talent for him. Not using the talent God's given us for him. Whatever that talent is. And I realize we're quick to say, I don't have any talent, I don't have any ability. We've got something.
Amen.
I believe God's given us all some talent, some ability we could use for him. We don't do it. We don't do it. Hey, if you sing in the choir, you ought to sing in the choir. He said, we're not having a choir. We will be soon.
Amen.
We will be soon. You can sing to the choir, you'll do it. If you can sing good enough to sing specials, you'll sing special.
Amen.
If you can play an instrument, you're to play an instrument. All right? You're to use the talent, the ability God's given you. You're to use it for him. Some people are talented. You're a salesman. Man, and I believe God gifts people with the ability to sell. I mean, I do. Some people are gifted. Hey, you ought to be using that ability for God. Hey, if you can take a hammer and a nail and build something that stands and stays, you're to use it for God. All
right?
I'm telling you, anything you can do and everything you can do, you ought to do it for God. Doesn't matter what it is, we're going to regret that day when we think about the talent we had and we didn't serve God with it. We didn't serve God with it. Hey, we're going to regret not being faithful to follow him. We're going to just regret not being faithful. All those times when we thought, hey, the TV show's more important. All those times we thought, well, I had tickets to the Ranger game. I had tickets to the Cowboys. I don't care what it is. I think we're going to look back, we're going to realize, you know what? I regret not doing some things. I regret not putting him first in my life. I regret those times I put him on the back burner and I put what I wanted out in front of God. Oh, we're going to regret it that day. I just want to ask you this morning, what's it going to be when you see him? What's it going to be when you see him? What's it going to be like? Is it going to be more regret or more rejoicing? See, that's going to be determined by right now. By while you're here. Now, I believe there's going to be rejoicing. But you remember what the Bible says. The Bible does say God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Those tears are tears of regret.
Yes, sir.
Okay? The less tears you'll have to shed if you'll serve him the way you should now. That preacher's too late for me. It is not too late if you're living and breathing. You're still alive, you can breathe, you can get around. It's not too late. Well, I can't do what I used to could, but you can do what you can.
That's right.
You're not going to regret serving him then. You're going to regret some of those. How about it? Bible says we'll see. Job said, in my flesh shall I see God. Amen. You're going to see him that way too. You're going to see him. Oh man, the songwriter said it will be worth it all when we see Jesus.
Right.
Life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse his dear face, all sorrows will erase. So we ought to bravely run the race till we see Christ.
Amen.
Hey, let's do what we can right now so we don't have the regrets then. But if you're here this morning, you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, you need to make that the priority. You need to trust him. You need to come to that point where you realize, I deserve hell, I am a sinner, and only Christ can, he's paid my sin debt, and only he can save my soul. Only he can forgive me. Hey, listen, you need to come to him. Will you do it? You do it? Hey, Christian, got things you're going to regret, then maybe you ought to decide today we're going to change it. We're going to change it. We'll make a change. It's up to you. Would you stand, please, this morning with every head bowed and every eye closed? Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you this morning. We call upon your name. Lord, we seek your help today. Dear God, the invitation time's the time where we do something about the message that we've heard and what you've spoken to our hearts about. And Lord, it's invitation time now. It's time to move. It's time to repent. It's time to confess. It's time to ask for help. Lord, would you help us to do that today? Help us see ourselves we really are, see our need, and see ourselves in that future as we stand before you. Lord, that we might so live we'd not have to stand with such regret. Help us, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. We sing this morning, page 383, Jesus paid it all. And he did. He paid it all. He's dealing with you this morning. Would you come to him? He's speaking to you. Would you move? You come. God dealing with you now's the time. Would you come this morning? We sing that first verse. Come on.
Strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin hath left the crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
Sing it next verse.
Thy power.
Every head bowed and every eye closed. Folks still doing business with God. We want to give them time. But I ask you this morning, have you done what the Lord wanted you to do today? God's spoken to you, but you've stood there and not moved. Oh, listen, don't do that. Don't do that. We're going to sing another verse or two for you. You need to come. Please come this morning. Come on. On this verse, come on.
For nothing good am I, whereby thy grace to claim, I'll wash my garments fine in the blood of Calvary's Lamb. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin stained, he washed it white as snow.
One more verse, would you sing?
And when before the throne I stand in him complete, Jesus died my soul to save, my lips shall still repeat, Jesus paid it all.
What a verse.
Hey.
And when before thy throne,
yes,
I stand in him complete.
Amen.
Oh.
Yes.
Man, if you can say those words, sing those words, and it doesn't speak to you.
Yes, sir.
Man, check your pulse. You may be dead, all right? Check it. It's good to have you this morning. I'm sure glad you came. Brother Marion's going to be in the back with a financial statement for March. You said preacher is in the beginning of May. I know that. But the March financial statement, we'll be giving it out to you. So if you'd like to get one, it'll be there. If you're a member of the church, I hope you'll pick one up, right? Don't forget to be in church tonight, okay?
Amen.
6 o'clock. 6 o'clock. Lord willing, I'll be preaching tonight on the switch is on. The switch is on, all right? I hope you'll come, okay? You said, I'm going to stay home and watch it on YouTube. It'll be better if you're here, all right? It's just better in person, all right? It's just better, so I hope you'll come and be with us. Let's be dismissed in prayer. Brother Smart, would you dismiss us, please?
Our Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for this day. Father, we thank you for the preaching of the word, Lord.